Hey, what's
Hey.
going on, Mr. Josh?
What's up, Mr. John?
We're back. I'm trying to get our intro music. Hey,
Warm up.
yes, sir.
Good stuff, bro.
Hey, we're back. Welcome to another episode of Light It Up Live. I'm your host tonight. My name's John. But as always, you guys know I don't do this alone. Got my boy Josh with me.
What's happening? How you doing? How you doing?
Hey.
All right.
Today's going to be a great episode. Today is episode 13. God put this on my heart, my brother. And episode 13 is what is your legacy, brother? What is your legacy, man? This hit my heart, man. And I've actually reached out to a good friend of mine, and he reached out to another friend of his, man, and we got special guests, my brother.
Yeah, I heard we got what, two special guests, one I know and one you're about to introduce me to. So
yeah, man, we got Mr. Jody Matthews. He is
right.
The founder of Sober is Swaggy, and if you guys have never heard of it, man, all you got to do is Google it, check it out. It's a local ministry here to where he reaches out people that are struggling with addiction, mental health, and they're a nonprofit as well. And then we got Mr. Drew Hicks, powerhouse boy. Drew Hicks is a motivational speaker, and he is a recovery advocate. He actually travels. He travels the world doing this, brother. He travels the world just giving people hope that are lost, man. He's about to go to Ireland, England. He travels the country here in the US, man. So it's yeah. I'm looking forward to it, buddy. It's going to be fire, man. We're going to pull them up here a little later in the show.
Yeah.
Episode cool. 13, man. What is your legacy? Episode yeah. 13. It's not what you leave in your bank account when you're gone, man. It's what you leave in their hearts. As always, you guys can go check us out. We're on YouTube Live right now. We're on Facebook Live right now. And we're on Twitch. You can go to our YouTube channel. Go to our YouTube channel and like and subscribe for us. Help the show. Help us get the message out. Tomorrow, we're also going to be rebroadcasting on iHeartRadio and our YouTube channel. So you guys could check us out there as well. As always, we like to start the show. And I like to explain how we came up with Light It Up Live. Light It Up Live, we pulled it from Genesis 1:3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. For God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from darkness. That's what we're about here on Light It Up Live. We try to bring a little bit of light into a dark world, one episode at a time. I'm excited today, Brother Josh.
Yeah, I know, I could tell, man. He was talking about it. He's talking
yeah,
about
man.
It all day.
This is going to be fire. I just met Mr. Drew Hicks, man, but I've heard a lot of good about him from my boy Jody. Jody, as you know, he helped save my life, man. Jody was that phone call that answered for me. The people that don't know, November, I'll be 5 years clean and sober.
That's what's up. That's what's
I'll be 5 years clean and sober. But that's because Jody answered his phone. You know, I put in the work, but Jody answered his phone when a lot of people weren't, man. So I'm excited to have him. I'm actually repping Sober Swaggy right here on my chest right now. And you guys make sure you check that out. We're going to be talking to them here in a little bit. Before we get to Josh's spotlight, my brother, I actually wrote down a little monologue about the episode today. If you don't mind, man, I'm going to read from my monologue. And then we will jump into some Josh's spotlight. And then
Josh's
we will...
spotlight.
Yeah, and I can't wait to play. I can't wait to play your theme song. That's my favorite.
Just silly with this song, but yeah.
Okay, I want to ask you a question that might hit a little deeper than usual. What is your legacy? When your time on earth is done, what will people remember about you? Will it be the things you owed, the titles you held, or the size of your bank account, or will it be the way you loved, your values you lived by, and the faith you carried? Proverbs 13:22 says, a good person leaves an inheritance for their children's children. Now, that doesn't just mean money or possessions. It means passing down something much greater: faith, wisdom, kindness, forgiveness, and love. The truth is, we're building our legacy every single day. and the way we treat people, the words we speak over our children, the time we give, and the example we set. Legacy isn't just something we leave behind when we're gone. It's something we live out right now. So today I want to challenge you, and myself too, of course, to think beyond the temporary. We're sowing into others that will outlast us. What kind of spiritual fingerprint are we leaving behind? Because at the end of the day, a true legacy isn't what fades, but about what lasts forever in Christ. Now, today, let's dive in, my brother Josh.
All right. Hell, that should have been John's spotlight. What's she talking about? You get a second theme song, buddy. It's good stuff.
Yes, sir. Oh, my goodness. Guess what time it is?
It's Josh's spotlight time.
Guess what time it is? You know what time it is, Josh?
I know what time it's. What time is it? It's 8:36.
Hey!
Okay. Wow. I know what time it is. It's time for Josh's spotlight.
If you can't groove to that, I'll tell you what, boy.
Oh, I dig it. I like it.
Hey!
Here come the horns.
What you got for us today on Josh's Spotlight, my brother?
Well, it's kind of like a monologue like you just wrote. You know what I mean? Like you were saying, man, life is not about what we remember, but who remembers us. And the seeds I sow, like I'm not rich. I won't be passing down a fortune to my children. My family didn't pass nothing down to me either. But I'm just hoping that, you know, I bring good people into this world to be good to other people. You know, and so far I'm doing all right. They say that you could tell a lot by the parent, by the way the child acts. And I've had compliments on my children, and that makes me feel good. That makes me feel a lot better than anything I've accomplished, you know. So my greatest accomplishment is my children. And I'm no perfect father, you know what I mean? But I do what's right. And I teach them, you know, to love Jesus, you know, to keep faith, you know, everything happens for a reason. Nothing's promised, you know, so, you know, just do your best in life. So I guess my legacy is, you know, I want my kids to look back and say, you know what, my dad was a good guy, man. Like amongst all else, like he wasn't the master of anything, but he knew how to do a lot of things. And speaking of one of them,
yeah. That's okay, buddy. That's okay. For people that can't see us right now that are on the radio, Josh is dealing with some kids in the background. We have lives, but that's okay.
There we go. All right. So, yeah, my spotlight is that, man. I hope I did a good job as a dad. And according to them, according to my kids, I've done all right. And that's my legacy. I'm not old yet, though. You know what I mean? I still.
Hey, cool. That's right.
I might be able to get them that money. You never know, you know? So far, I'm doing it. So there's my spotlight, my brother.
Hey, man. I love it, man. I love it. Yeah. I think that pretty much sums it up for everybody, though, right, dude? Our kids are our legacy, right?
Yeah. They're all I am, man. You know what I mean? They really are. You know, you have people that's like, man, I'm glad I don't have kids. Well, I'm sure you are. But, wow, I don't know where I'd be without them. You know what I mean? I don't think I'd be the same person. You know what I mean?
Amen, brother. So, like I said, brother, hey, we got some special guests.
Can't wait, brother. Let's go.
Our first guest is Mr. Jody Matthews. He lives here locally. This is one of my best friends, man. This is the guy that helped save my life. He is the founder of Sober is Swaggy, a local ministry here that is now spreading across the entire world. And then we have Mr. Drew Hicks. He is a motivational speaker, and he is a recovery advocate. He actually travels the world spreading hope. So without further ado, man, let's pull up Mr. Jody Matthews and Mr. Drew Hicks. What's going on, fellas? How we doing?
What's going on, guys?
How we doing, my brothers?
Man, what's going on, man? What a cool intro. What a cool intro, man. You guys, I was back here. I'm getting pumped up about this one tonight, man. Leave a legacy. You know, like, I know John's been hitting me up, man, to get on. Just been super busy with work and living life and doing events and doing things. But when he hit me up yesterday morning or night before, I prayed about it. Like I said, leave a legacy, man. That's our whole mission for all of us. You know, is to leave that legacy we're always talking about. And how could I pass up a topic of leave a legacy? You know, so John knew when he called me. And it'd be hard for me to pass it up, you know. The thing is I just move one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, and God said, "Hey, man, yes. It's time to share on John's platform with you and Josh, and get this thing going." So I'm excited about tonight with Drew, man.
Amen, my brother, Drew Hicks, everybody.
What's going on, guys? Thank you, guys, for allowing me to be part of this with you. Yesterday, Jody. Calls me, says, "Hey man, you want to do this video with my boy John on legacy?" I was like, "Are we going to help some people?" He's like, "Yes, we are." I said, "Let's go."
Come on, man. Amen. Amen. I thank you guys so much for joining us, man. I'm what you said, Jody. And you know how I knew it'd be hard for her to refuse that, buddy, because I knew you before and after the party. You know what I mean? And me as well, legacy didn't really mean too much to you back then. I knew you back when you had the Mercedes and all you cared about was the money that was in your pocket, not even necessarily in the bank account. You just cared what was in your pocket right now so you could look better. Now I watch how you move, and your legacy is what you leave behind for them two boys. And that's how I knew you couldn't, because I know how important it is to you to leave a great legacy behind for them boys, because you put them through hell just like I put mine through hell.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, man, life has truly come full circle for you, boy. You know, it's been 5 years, but I tell you, man, it's been a tough, tough, tough 5 years. Has nothing been easy, I don't think, for any of us in recovery. Life comes at me in all different ways, shapes, and forms. Hell, I've moved across the country. You know, I tried some different things in my life, and at the end of the day, man, I'm my favorite thing to say is I'm right where I need to be in life. You know, we all go through different things in life, and we do things, and we gain friends, we lose friends. We go through times where we don't talk to friends. We come back together. We make amends. We do things in life. And at the end of the day, man, when you hit me the other morning with the legacy, and I went home and I was praying about it, and I said, man, that's our whole life mission. You know, I may not know you, you know, but I want, when you leave a conversation with me, I want you to leave a better person. And that's the whole thing about me living my life today and doing my thing for my kids and my family and for my community and my hometown. And the thing for me to realize, man, it's not about me anymore, fam. It has nothing to do with me. It's about the people and the lives you touch each and every day, you know? And I know some people out there, you know, may think some things I do is wrong. And I'm not, by no means I've ever claimed to be a perfect human, you know, but I do hold myself accountable for the things I say and do wrong. I don't want to retaliate on anyone that's ever done me wrong. That's why I've been in that book of Luke so much. I think God's just trying to pound in me to forgive and pray for those that are struggling. You know, I mean, I struggle daily, but the thing about me, man, is, you know, Drew knows, you know, the closest ones to my heart, man, is about leaving that legacy for the kids and for the family and for your community, about overcoming. No matter what's put in front of you, no matter what, we can overcome, you know. And the thing is you don't do it alone, man. I've never been able to do this alone. I've tried it for 27 years, you know, all them arrests, years in prison and doing things. And today, man, just spreading hope and hugs and giving back to the community, man, is Logan sent me a song the other day. I had never heard it. It was about 3 weeks ago. And I was going up to Georgia, and I was driving, and he said, "Dad, I had a song, and I was thinking about you, man." And when I listened to the song, it's about leaving a legacy, man. It was called "Standing Ovation" or "Standing Room Only" by Tim McGraw, and I had never heard that song before. And I was like, wow, you know. And he was like, "Dad, I truly believe, you know, whenever your times come, you know, you've touched enough people that they'll be standing room only." And it just hit me. You know, like, I've never thought about life the way your kids look at you and think about how powerful you are as a dad. You know, no matter what I've ever done, them boys have always thought I was Superman. You know, even when I was doing wrong, they thought I was their superhero. And today, man, I can really, really thank God for the changes in my life, and to know that I'm touching them boys in ways that I never could have back when I was drinking and doing drugs, you know?
Wow. How powerful, man. Yeah. It's, to me, that is 100% legacy for me, is what you leave behind for your children. That's why when I was promoting this, that's why I made this subtitle. It's not what you leave in your bank account. It's what you leave in their hearts. And that now, to me, that's so important for me, to leave something positive behind for my kids' hearts, something that they can always remember, you know, and take with them, you know, whether if it's one word of advice or whether it's the way they see me move, you know what I mean? I want something positive for them. Mr. Hicks, man, I got a tough question for you, buddy.
Go ahead and shoot, bro.
If you was, God forbid, if you was to go to heaven today, man, what do you want? What do you want your legacy to be? What do you want people to say about Mr. Drew Hicks? What do you want them to remember about you?
That's a great question. Let me rewind it for a second. I'm gonna hit on what you guys were, the consensus of what all three of you have already said already, sure. And our children. Okay. John, you mentioned to me that your daughter's getting ready to go to college, right?
Yeah.
And my little girl went to college today. She showed up at the dorm today. And that might seem like something normal in a lot of people's lives, but it's not normal in my family. Okay. I never went to college. You know, I was strung out for over 25 and a half years, right? You know, I spent the majority of my adult life in prison, you know, over 17 years in prison. But I've spent the last 10 years, I'll celebrate 10 years clean and sober in February.
Amen.
Trying to kind of pave that path for our kids, you know, I mean, like, Josh said something about someone saying they're happy they don't have kids. Like, I agree with Josh completely. I can't imagine my life without my children, you know?
Oh.
Period. You know, I can't imagine a day at all without them. You know, a lot of the first 10 years of my oldest two lives, I mean, I was in my active addiction. So to be able to be in a position today to be able to guide them through life and provide, you know, experience that's going to kind of set them on the path that I think they should be going on is something to be talked about, you know. But to answer your question, what would I want people to think? I would like people to think of me that I showed up for others.
Mm.
You know, that I was there when somebody, you know, I have been in a recovery advocate for over 8 years. You know, I've traveled around this country for many, many years. I'm soon to be traveling overseas, you know. This is the position that God has put me in, you know, to be a voice for the ones who don't have that voice yet. I would like people to think that Drew had a huge heart, you know, because if Jody knows me well enough to know that that's absolutely the truth, you know, and that I always kept things real, right? There was no fake persona, no fake social media image. That Drew was just real. I mean, he was one of those guys you could go to who's he may not tell you what you want to hear, but I promise you he's going to tell you everything you need to hear. Okay. And so, yeah, I would like people to think of me, my legacy to other people would be that I showed up for them, you know, and I showed up for people and to remember my heart.
God bless you, man. I think me and you's legacy is kind of a lot the same, dude, because I also struggled for about 30 years out there ripping and running, and my family, nobody went to college as well, buddy. And my daughter just got to college 2 days ago in her dorm, and she starts Monday. So we you know, we're kind of, you know, man. So she's going to Northern Iowa, and I'm so proud
yeah.
of her. Jody, question for you, buddy. Thinking about a legacy, though, can lead to a lot of pressure. Mom and dads, you know what I mean? I think it can lead to a lot of pressure. What do you think, man? Do you think that that's necessary pressure to think about your legacy, or do you think that it's overthinking about that pressure? What do you think? Because it is, right? Man, there's a lot of pressure about that, right?
It's pressure, man. But I've lived a life of totally always under pressure, you know. And I'll be honest with you guys, man. Y'all know me very well. Y'all know what I've been through in my life, and I perform well under pressure, you know. They say diamonds, you know, are made under pressure. I mean, I'm not bragging about myself, but I tell you what, man, if I fall, I fall forward. You know what I mean? I know how to get back up, brush myself off. The only person, man, that the pressure gets too heavy for me is the pressure I put on myself. It's not really my family or my kids. It's me, man. Dealing with myself, and when I get in these 6 inches between ear to ear, man, I tell you what, man, I beat myself up. It's the pressure that I put on myself. Sometimes, most times, I'm so hard on myself. But I tell you what, about February or March of this year, you know, Drew knows, John, you know, Josh, I don't know if you know, man, I found what they call this word called peace, man. I found it. You know, I had been looking for it for 47 years, man. And when I found it, you know, my old roommate up there in Michigan before I moved back, man, Jerry said, you know what, Swag? I said, what's that? He said, you got it all. You got everything, man. You got charisma. You got integrity. You got character. Bro, you got love. He goes, you got the look, even with one leg. He said, but you're missing one thing. He says, you're missing one thing. And I'm like, huh? He said, man, you got to find peace in your heart, big dog. And I sat there and I thought about it and I thought about it and I thought about it. And I'm like, peace in my heart. Like, this dude's crazy. Well, I started thinking about what he was saying. What is peace, man? What truly is peace? Peace is being content where you are in your life. Peace is understanding that, hey, God's going to give you everything you need for the day. My wants and needs are two different things. My wants get in the way of my needs. You know, my wants will overtake that. I know God's going to give me exactly what I need for the day. And man, in March, man, I was praying and praying and praying, God, let me find this. Let me get this. And I tell you what, I woke up one morning and it was like this weight lifted off my shoulders. And I'm like, Jody, you're right where you need to be in life. You know, understand where you're supposed to be. You're not behind. You're right where you need to be on the mission and the purpose and everything that you're supposed to strive for. You're going for it. Understand, stay loving, be content, and keep moving forward. And man, when I found the word peace, and what people don't understand is finding that in your heart, man, in your soul, understanding you're right where you need to be. And man, when I found it, John, man, I'm telling you, bro. Gosh, I tell you, man, it was a feeling like no other. But the pressure for me is more me versus me, man. The pressure from my parents and my kids, it's not that bad, man, because I put my family through pure hell for 27 years. So it's not really pressure I have from them, because I know they're loving the type of person I am today. You know, the type of person I was raised to be is who I am today. You know, and I give my all in everything I do. If I love you, man, I love you. You know, I'm going to love you through the good, the bad, the ugly. If the boat sinks, I'm going to the bottom. You know, we're going to try to get back to the top. That's just how I was built, how I was made. But the thing for me, man, is just trying to get you guys to understand peace. And listen, man, it's you versus you. You know, I'm the only person I'm truly in competition is with myself. And a lot of times, man, the pressure that I put on myself is unbearable. But then, man, as you pray and you find the peace in your heart to know you are right where you're supposed to be. And, man, each and every day I can wake up, bro, and put that leg on and smile so big and think, hey, man, you know, like right now, I woke up or went to work yesterday. I'm sick as a dog, you know. And the best things, you know, I'm sitting all day like, man, I got to do this podcast. You know, I rested. I slept 15 straight hours yesterday till 10 o'clock this morning thinking, hey, man, we got stuff we got to do. Some people's going to need this tonight, you know. Never crossed my one time about canceling, but you know who was the pressure was on? Me on myself. It ain't really about nobody around me putting the pressure on, John. What a cool question. But man, the pressure's always put on by myself, man.
Yeah, me versus me. Yeah. So you don't feel there is a pressure to worry about the legacy. Right? Yeah, your pressure's just,
man. I tell you, man, because once you live a humble life and you live a pure life, and you stay humble, because there's been some things that's happened on the internet lately and in the last few months and things like that, and the talking and the throwing the jabs and different things. Man, I'm not retaliating on any of that. I'm not going to say anything negative to anything on that because my character is different today. Back in the day, 6 years ago, I can't tell you what would have happened. I probably could, but we're on a podcast and I ain't that person anymore. But today, it's not worth the hassle because I know everyone's going through something. Everyone's fighting something. And that's the thing today, man. If you find the peace in your heart and the peace in your mind, the peace in your love, the peace, just find peace. You know, the legacy will come to you, and because it's how you treat people. You know, I used to go out in public. I didn't really talk much about God and Jesus and what I believe in. I let my actions speak louder. You know, they see me out moving. Well, today, you know, they see what I do. Well, man, when somebody asks me, man, how you get, man, I love promoting my God. I love talking about Jesus. I love reading the Bible out loud. I want people to know it's not about what I know. It's about you knowing Jesus, man. Don't know swag. Come to know Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Mr. Drew Hicks got another one. I'm going to throw at you, my brother.
Let's go. Now,
there are so many parents out there that I think they forget that what you just try to buy your kids, you keep trying to leave a legacy by buying your kids things, buying your kids this, buying your kids that when your kids get older, they forget about those things that you buy. They forget about those things, but legacy rooted in Jesus Christ lasts forever. They will remember those prayers. They will remember the encouragement. They will remember the love that you give them forever, man. How do you feel about that, man?
Oh man, that's a tough one, you know, because coming into recovery 10 years ago, I was the parent who parented from guilt. Okay. And I was the dad who would go out to the store and spend $200 on toys that they didn't need. Okay. I didn't know how to say no. So, but it didn't take me very many years in recovery to realize that, you know, the toys that I bought them, they weren't paying attention to no more. It was just that thing they wanted at the moment, and they just discarded a couple weeks down the road, you know. But what I've learned is just simply being present in their life, right? Showing up at their school functions, showing up at their gymnastic contest or their cheerleading, whatever, you know. Those moments are what my children talk to me about. You know, they never talk to me about, hey, I remember that toy you bought me, Dad. That has never been a conversation with me and my kids.
Oh, man.
You know, but they have mentioned on numerous occasions, Dad, I really appreciate you being there for me, you know, at that gymnastics event or at that cheerleading or whatever extracurricular activities that my kids are in. So it didn't take me long to understand that, you know, that's what I'm building today. I'm building relationships. I'm healing. I am, you know, this whole topic of legacy, you know, I want to add this, you know, I thought about the whole, what am I going to leave my kids or what am I going to leave this world when I leave in my early recovery? That was a thought. And I was playing catch up, right? I mean, I didn't get clean and sober till I was 42 years old. By 42, we're supposed to have our stuff together, right? We're supposed to have a nest egg kind of put away, money for kids' college. I didn't have none of that, right? So at 42, I'm starting from zero. And I started, and I was playing catch up. But playing catch up had me falling on my face, okay? I agree with 100% what Jody said. I don't think about it today. I just know who I am and what I do. And what I do for my family, what I do for others, you know, the legacy will come. Okay. If you're a great human being, the world will remember you as a great human being. Yes. We all would love to be able to outrun all the nasty things that we've done in our life. Okay. We would like to do that, you know, but fortunately they're a part of our life. You know, they're in the rearview mirror today. But what I learned, if I start piling on top of good deed after good deed, the loving people, being genuine, being real, that's what's going to be remembered. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I, you know, I'm a huge believer in my higher power, whom I choose to call God, you know, and he is a huge part of my life. And he's told me through prayer over the years is just simply be you. Okay. Follow my lead, be you, be real. You know, it's life is simply for me, is summed up into the golden rule that we've all been taught as a child. Do unto others as you want done to you, right?
Amen.
And everybody wants love. Everybody wants respected. Everybody wants, you know, all the things that so many people say they want but don't give, you know. But I just, that it's just easy for me to be that today, because I was a very miserable human being for over a quarter century of my life, and I hurt a lot of people, you know. And I'm trying to leave a different mark, you know.
Amen, brother Josh, man. Wow, right?
Yeah, you know, it's good stuff, man.
Yeah, man, we've hit a lot of good points.
I could tell you this real quick. I know it feels good to be a changed person. It feels good to forgive people. Like, it was hard for me to really do, because, I mean, I was a real angry person when I was younger. The smallest things would get me upset for no reason. And I had a therapist tell me, look, people don't make you angry. You make yourself angry. And I thought the guy was crazy, because I was like, no, that guy just made me mad, you know. But the older I get, the better it feels, and we ain't getting out alive. So there ain't no sense in me trying to, I don't know, waste my time, my energy, you know what I'm saying, being mad at people. And when it comes to my kids, my two oldest, I wasn't there for a good part of their life. And I was towards the end, and they remember that. And just, I mean, as long as we're on the right track now, man, it's never too late. It's that's my opinion about it. It's never too late. It's really not. So.
Amen, brother. Now I got one last question. Now this is going to be for both you guys. This is going to be for Jody and you, Drew. One last question before I let you go. Jody, I'm gonna let you answer it first. Now, I'm sure there's somebody out there right now that's struggling. Right? Maybe they're fresh in recovery, or maybe they're about to make that decision, and they're listening to us right now. And they say, legacy, it's too late for me, dog, to get a legacy. It's too late. I don't have enough time left to leave a good legacy. I've destroyed that. Jody, can you answer it first? What would you say to that person right now that's listening to us right now, that maybe might listen to this back tomorrow? What would you say to them, man?
First of all, I would say that you're totally wrong. You know, you're off the rip. You're already being negative. You know, you got to get rid of that negative door. You know, you got to take that thing. You got to get rid of the negativity. You know, you got to surround yourself. You got to surround yourself around a few good people, man. If you're new in recovery and you're first coming in and you think you're trying to leave a legacy, or you're trying to become a better person, you know, find a meeting, find somewhere that you know, people are looking for the same kind of life you're looking for, and surround yourself with one or two of them. Get a couple numbers. You got to surround yourself with one or two people that already have that lifestyle, that already are sober or looking to recover or in recovery or change their lifestyle. And you have to surround yourself like that, man. You have to get in with some people that want the same thing for you. When I started, I didn't go for what they were saying. I went for the people around me. I sat by the air conditioner, like I said, and the only words I got out of the first few months is sitting there listening to them, is when we'd all stand up and they would say, hey, keep coming back. If it's working, you know, work it, you know? So I would keep coming back. And the thing about it, man, is it works, you know, if you truly work it. You know, I got the three C's of life called catch it, check it, change it.
Yeah.
And man, I've used it, you know, they use it up in Michigan, all over the recovery homes. And you think about it, man, if you take the three C's of life, catch it, check it, change it, and use it toward your attitude, your life, whatever scenarios thrown in front of you, you would just become a better person each and every day, you know. So if you're new in recovery and trying to leave a legacy, you got to take the word legacy out, because right now, man, you need to find you. You know, when you go look in that mirror, you know, that's the person you're looking for. You know, that's the person you're trying to find, is that person staring back at you in the mirror. Don't worry about anything else in life. You know, you're trying to find somebody, and that person staring back at you in the mirror. And once you turn around that from that mirror, it goes between that 6 inches between ear to ear. Then it goes to your mind. Because once you ain't looking at yourself, then it goes to your mind. You got to control your mind. And I tell people new in recovery, you know, once your mind starts wandering, and it's like a hot air balloon. You're connected to it. If it gets so far out there and you keep trying to reel it back in, guess what you got to do? You got to cut it, man. Cut those thoughts. You just got to let them go. Regroup yourself. Get some rest. Start over. That's why each and every morning is a new day. And just what Josh said, fam, listen. Don't let a bad moment make you have a bad day.
Come on,
just boy. Like his therapist said to him and just like mine told me, if you have a bad day, that's your choice. Because today I'm not going to have a bad day. I'll have a bad moment. And that bad moment is for what? It's to test me to see where I'm at, to see if I really am a fireman, to put that fire out when somebody is having a bad day, to see how far I've come along in my recovery and in my beliefs with Jesus. And God's going to test you. And that's what they say. Don't pray for patience. Understanding life on life terms. Keep your head up, man. When you walk with your head up, man. Look forward.
Hey, man, same question to you, Drew. If there's somebody out there right now that's watching this, man, maybe they're new to recovery, or maybe they're about to dive into recovery and they're having a rough time with it, man. And they're like, man, Drew, I ain't got time for legacy, Drew. I've done destroyed my legacy, man. I've wasted too many years on the streets to be able to gain a good legacy. What would you say to them, brother?
First of all, I would say congratulations on their recovery. You know, it takes a brave soul to stand up and change their life. It takes a lot of courage. Secondly, I would say I can only give them my experience. You know, I told myself that pretty much the same thing that you're saying. I it's too late. 42 years old. Remember, I came into recovery. It's a little bit too late for me. But I had an amazing sponsor. You know, I had a very God-fearing, God-loving sponsor who kind of had to yank my chain a few times, sit me down, and just keep things real with me. And I would tell them that, you know, every day that you stay clean and sober is creating the legacy that you think that you can't. You know, and like Jody said with his three C's, I'm going to give him the three P's: to pause, process, and pray. Okay. Because right now in early recovery, there's a lot of pausing, there's a lot of processing, and there should be a lot of praying going on. Right. So where's your focus? You know, you focus right now in early recovery. I don't think you're focusing on the right things if you're just worrying about your legacy. Okay. Because you got to be careful. When you start thinking about, I'm going to leave a legacy, because that is pride and ego driven, right?
Woo,
and we got to keep the pride and we got to check that pride and ego, right? We got to keep that. We got to check at the door. So you just telling yourself, I got to leave a good legacy. Well, you know, that a lot of that could be pride or ego, you know. Simply just stay above ground. Stay in the moment. Stay right here. Stay right now. You know, concentrating on and cleaning your side of the street, doing all the things that you know you need to do right now in your own personal recovery. The legacy is coming. Okay. It's coming. And every day that you stay clean and sober, every day that you glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the legacy is there. That's the legacy.
Let's go. Amen. Beautiful. Ah, you just summed it up so good, my brother. So good. Hey, man, listen, I hear there's some hot news on the streets and on social media that we might be getting a new podcast coming up, Josh. That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing we might have us a new podcast coming up, brother. Does Jody and Mr. Drew want to spill the beans, man? Can we let everybody know right now? Can we?
Nice. Yes, we want to know
what's going on.
Right now, brother Jody, my buddy there, my swag. We've created a That's What's Up podcast, and we're getting ready to drop it here in the next. We don't have an exact date, but it's coming here within the next month. And so we want our podcast to be not just strictly recovery, but every kind of life topics, all kinds of people, all walks of life. You know, all different topics, not just recovery related, but life related. You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of.
Joe, do you want to add anything to that, brother?
No, man. It's just like I said, man. I I'm blessed and honored to be on John and Josh's podcast here. It's what it's about, man. We just getting on this thing and sharing together. You know, what a topic, legacy. You know, like Drew said, man. I want to leave something for the boys and for the community. you know, as far as just overcoming, you know, and then the podcast is just something extra that we just want to do, you know, just like John does every week and Josh, you know, this is, it's for them, but it's for the people to get on here, you know, when they're having a bad day or something's going on, they can say, man, let me go listen to Light It Up Live. Let me see what that podcast was about tonight or things like that, you know, and so there's been a lot of harsh topics out there here lately, man. And some of the things that I talked to Drew about, you know, we're going to just kind of open it up, you know, and a lot of times I'm strong enough in my recovery, fam. I'll tell you like this. A lot of people want to know my opinion on things, and in the podcast, I'm going to give it to you. You know, if you want to ask me on something, I'm going to tell you. You know, I'm strong enough in my recovery that if I'm out somewhere and just being honest, you know, and I'm whatever I want to do in my life and different things, I'm strong enough in my recovery that I can walk into any bar, anything, anywhere. I used to be nervous about doing things, you know. I'm at a point in my life, man, where life's lifing. You know, I don't mind doing anything, yeah, going anywhere.
Life is life.
And, man, I'm telling you this, you know, it's not about me anymore. It's never been about me. You know, when somebody asks me, man, I want you to remember that, man, this is what Jesus does to you. Yeah, this is what Jesus does. That's and true. Like Drew said, it's a legacy, man. The legacy will grow as you become a more pure of a person. The legacy comes with it. Yeah. Because, bro, I got sober at 42, you know, and that's the thing, man. John got sober at what, 47? Right, John? 46?
Something like that. Don't make me mad.
Yeah, so the thing about it, man, is hey, we all go through things and choose our path, right? But at the end of the day, man, we choose a different role. You know, and today, man, every one of us in here have a higher power. We believe in God. And the thing is we're all sharing the same thing, man. It's about the love of God and about being real, enjoying your family, having family time, enjoying your friends, doing things as normal human beings that we missed out for so long, but also helping the next in line, you know? And so leaving a legacy, yeah, man, and doing this podcast with Drew and getting on this one with John and Josh, man, it's living life, you know, and that's what I want to do, man, until God says, hey, big boy, you ready? And I'm ready, you
can't
know?
Wait,
so
man.
Until then, man, you know, we're going to walk the streets with our heads up, man.
That bags are packed, man. Let's go. Well, no, let's not go, but I'm ready.
You know, now that we're talking about this, since we're talking about legacy, one thing that stuck with me over the years of being in recovery is that people might forget your name, you know? They might forget where they saw you last, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Ooh. Right? They will never forget that moment. Wow. And those are the moments, those are the things that I try to put into the universe today is that, you know, how did I make that person feel when they needed me the most or even when they didn't even need me? You know, what was my mark? How did I make them feel? You know, that's what people are going to remember.
Yeah, because, you know, down the road, there's going to be story, he's going to be like, man, there was this one guy, man. He told me this thing this one time. I don't remember his name, but, man, that really saved my life, man, you know? Yeah.
Amen.
Got the podcast coming up from you guys. We can't wait to see that. Mr. Drew, I hear that you're going to be doing some traveling here soon, man, that you're actually going to be going across the waters speaking. Tell us about it, man. Where are you going?
Yes, sir. God has been good in my life. You know, I've been speaking for quite a few years. I've been traveling across this country quite a few times, but God has opened up some doors this year to travel abroad. You know, I'm going across the pond, as I like to say, and I'm touching down in the UK on November 17th, and then I'm going to jump over to Ireland, and then after that, I'm going to Scotland. And so carrying a message of hope around the world. So, I mean, God has just been blessing me. And I don't know, I'm in awe that God took a hopeless dope fiend like me and stood him up and said, I'm going to use you to do powerful things, you know? And so put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Let's go. Put me in, coach. Hey, listen, you guys, man. We want to thank you so much for coming on tonight. Jody, I know you're sick, buddy. I know this is tough on you, but I knew when you heard the topic, you'd do it. But thank you so much, Mr. Drew Hicks, bud. Thank you so much for coming on here, man, and sharing your message and hanging out with us for a little bit, man. We love you guys so much. We thank you so much for joining us. And the door's always open here on Light It Up Live, man. Whenever it comes time for your podcast, if you want to come on and promote that, we're here for you. And Thank you guys so much for coming on, man. We love you. You guys, give it up for Mr. Jody Matthews from Sober and Swagger, Mr. Drew Hicks, our boy, Motivational Speaker, Recovery Act. We love you guys so, so
love
much.
Love you guys, man. Appreciate we'll you
love.
Guys.
We'll see love you again next time. Much love. God bless. What you think, Mr. Josh?
Thought it was a good show. I liked it, man.
Yeah, man.
A good, good topic.
Yeah, a lot of insight, man. You know, what is your legacy? I knew it was going to be a good one.
Yeah.
You know? I knew that was going to be a good topic. I knew it was going to be a good show. God put it on my heart, you know, and that we do those because we had a title ready, you know, that's one that you came up with, and we're still going to do it. But when God put something on your heart like that, I'll remind you later. When God, he's like, what? When God put something on your heart, you got to do it, man. You got to do it. And what is your legacy is pretty important, man. Before we go, man, I wrote a, because this topic meant a lot to me, I wrote a closing monologue too, if that's okay. I would like to read that before we go, my brother.
All right.
Before we wrap up today, I want to leave you guys with this thought. Your legacy doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be intentional. Every day is a new opportunity to plant seeds of faith, love, and hope into the lives of people around you. The little things you do today might become the biggest thing your family ever remembers tomorrow. So don't underestimate your words, your prayers, or your presence. God can use even the smallest acts to build a legacy that lasts for generations.
Amen. Did you write that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Look at this guy go. you put a little swing on that, a little guitar,
yeah,
you know?
Man. Well, it's this topic really, it really did mean a lot to me because I'm one of those guys like we were talking about with Jody and Drew that legacy I really didn't care about before. You know what I mean? And now I really do. Now I really do. You know, so it's real important for me. You know, because now legacy really, really matters to me. And I think it's important for people to understand that the things that you're buying your kids, they're going to lose them. They're going to forget about those things. Those things are not going to last forever. That's not a legacy.
But yes and no. Yes and no.
But the love that you leave in their hearts, they're going to carry with them forever. And you know, that's just how I believe. You got any closing thoughts there, Mr. Josh?
Yeah, Jody,
real quick, Jody, I see you in the green room. If you want to stick around for after the show, we'll jump in there with you and we'll talk to you. Well, you got any closing thoughts there, Josh?
Yeah, you was like, it's not, you know, material things, but there one thing, okay? In 1985, sure. Yeah, I got to. Look, I grew up really poor.
Give me a video game.
Yes, sir. The original Nintendo came out, man. And my rich Aunt Kate came all the way from Columbus, Ohio to Dayton and brought me one. I was the first kid in my neighborhood to have one, played it till my fingers bled. And I remind her of that every time I see her. I tell her, hey, yeah. Lady, remember you made my whole year? You know, she's like, oh, you stopped. But I'm telling you what, that was the greatest. You know, sometimes, I mean, buying your kids abundance of things ain't cool, no.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think we understand what I was saying. I think we understand.
Once in a while, though, there's a bike.
Yeah,
that's just like, I wow.
Back when I was struggling, I used to try to buy my love because I wasn't in my children's life. Yeah. You know, man, and that's what I'm talking about. That's not leaving a legacy.
No.
As a legacy. No. So, man, what a good show, Josh.
I liked it, bro. I had a good one.
Yeah, man. I think today was a great show. You guys, don't forget to go to our YouTube channel at Light It Up Live, all one word. Hit the like and subscribe button for us. We sure would appreciate it. Tomorrow, it's going to be rebroadcasting on iHeartRadio, and it's going to be also rebroadcasting on our YouTube channel if you want to watch it over, if you want somebody to watch it. And, of course, again, next week, we'll be back here live on at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time on Facebook. And we're live on YouTube and we're live on Twitch as well. That'll be next week. Until next week, we love you guys so much. We'll see you again next week. God bless you. Remember, your rope's longer than you think. God's rope has no end, and hold on tight.
So light it up, let his love shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up live. Welcome home to light it up live. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up live.